Because we're going to podcast upstairs. Actually, we can just podcast in his room. It's probably less stuff in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we're going to podcast in your room. Oh, your room is now world-famous podcasting territory. Oh, and while you're gone, we're probably going to fight some of your stuffies.
Yeah. I wish it smelled less like toots in here.
Yeah, I tooted it. Yeah.
Shocking. Hello and welcome to episode 359 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Vancouver, Canada. With me as always is...
Adam, also in Vancouver.
Gagan Uber, directly opposite me, right in the same room.
Yep.
That sounded more exciting on paper. That is... Wow!
Did you write that down?
No. No, theoretically, like...
Be funny here, though. You have a little sentence that says, be funny, right here.
drop a comic turd, it says. So, mission accomplished. Yeah, that's right, I'm in Vancouver. We talked about it last week, that I was in Vancouver and then gone, but that was a lie.
Right.
I was in Vancouver, but I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Just to completely mess up the space-time continuum. Here in Vancouver, working... And sitting up in your son's room.
Jack's room.
Where the acoustics are excellent.
Yeah, this is going to be a dynamo. I think there's going to be studios calling us for, hey, how'd you get those acoustics?
That's right. Hey, it's like the wall of sound. Without all the crazy hair and the incident.
It's all the sound bouncing off of the stuffies, the stuffed animals.
Yeah. All right, what's going on at Amazon? If you need to buy your stuff, what are stuffies?
They're things that you...
Like stuffed animals?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to direct people to buy those on Amazon.
I'm sure Jack has probably acquired a few there.
All right. But if you do buy anything, you've got Christmas stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out on Amazon. There's got to be some Black Friday something coming up.
Oh, I'm sure.
Is that involved? Is that Amazon?
Yeah, they did it last year.
All right. Click through our site and help us out. All right. What's going on, Adam?
Photo-wise or just in general?
Just life, man. We're sitting here, live in person. It's weird.
Yeah.
I'd say looking at you, but you're somehow sitting behind me for some reason. Yeah.
Just to up the creep factor. Just peering over your shoulder. I'm just looking at your show notes.
For the first time in your career.
Yeah.
Looking at the notes.
Now I see how it all works. I can't say that there's anything really that new or interesting. We had a long weekend here. It's part of Remembrance Day. When it falls on a Saturday, then they take the Monday off here. That's how they do it. So we've had a long weekend. So we're on the holiday Monday here recording this episode.
We extended the super rainy, windy weekend by an extra day.
Yeah. Yeah,
weather was awful, but we went out and took some rips today.
Yeah, Jack got a new baseball bat, and you threw some batting practice for him, so that was exciting. We didn't last more than, 15 minutes. It was
pretty cold and
rainy, yeah, but so we did that.
Yeah.
And now we're going to light it up with a great podcast.
I didn't think I'd be throwing beeps today in the with all the goose poop around. That was a bit of a downer.
Yeah, and the gale-forced winds.
The gale-forced winds, but... Yeah.
We did it. You can say you did it when you get back home to Germany. You threw BP. So if the manager... Well, you're the manager, right?
Something like that.
So if the manager inquires about whether or not you took a couple weeks off, you can say, no.
I was right on it.
Yeah, you're just doing some of your off-season work.
So Jack got a new bat, like, today.
Today, just so happened to be. Yeah, Craigslist.
And so he was super into going out there.
Yeah, he had to try it out, so.
Good for him. I appreciate that attitude.
Yeah.
For myself, lots going on. Yeah. Obviously in Vancouver, which is,
To do your annual video work.
Yeah, I have a job that I do every year, and so came over for that. So it was Vancouver, and then popped down to L.A. for a couple days, and then...
Because you're a big deal.
I'm not a big deal.
Like a medium deal?
No, I can see big deal from here, though. So I'm on the precipice of big dealitude.
Okay.
No, not really. But to pop down to LA for a couple of days, and then now I'm back in Vancouver for a couple of days. And by the time you hear this, I have landed back in Germany.
Okay, all right.
And escaped this rainy weather, I hope. So I'll explain a little bit more about LA and the Los Angeles in the topic this week.
Okay.
Reminder, monthly challenge for the November is blue. Shouldn't have trouble out with this weather, I'll tell you that, for free.
Yeah.
It is pretty blue outside. And your mood, also blue.
Yeah, very down.
Very morose. But hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, and we'll check it out on the... I think we'll check it out on the Instagram.
Because sometimes we miss stuff.
Nah, that was not my fault. We had a listener last week, and I'm not seeing his name right in front of me. And I feel bad because he hashtagged it, and then we just did not get it. And I don't know why it didn't come up. I tried to find it, and no luck. But is this the one? Nope, that's not the one. I'm just looking for the email because I'd like to mention his name. I appreciate him making the effort.
This is great. The second time you're going to snub him.
Yeah, that's well. I hadn't anticipated doing this.
I'm literally watching you thumb through emails on your phone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not my phone.
Okay, on your device. On your device.
We should specify, not my... no, it's not him. Wow. I got too many emails here. I'm gonna shoot you straight. Can you vamp a little bit, please?
I was just watching you. I left my phone downstairs, so I can't even help you.
No, you can help me by vamping.
Oh, I can play with some random toys in Jack's room. We can play Guess the Toy.
Is that a game?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Found it.
Oh.
No need to guess the toy.
I was just going to get a toy.
Oh, yeah. It was Billy. Billy Vaughn. I hope he wants me to say his name.
Okay. If not.
I wonder if he's... Yeah. Well, if not, I did.
Too late.
But I appreciated that. He hashtagged it correctly, but every time I searched that hashtag, it would not show up.
The internet was against you, Billy.
Yeah, so I take zero responsibility, but we appreciate the effort. So, anyways, hashtag it, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge.
And we might...
There's a 50% chance we'll get to it.
Yeah.
And again, not our fault. What else is going on? I put that down here. I don't know why I have it in that order. I bought that camera. Did I tell you I was going to buy a camera?
You told me. I don't think you mentioned it on the air.
Yeah, I decided to pull the trigger on the X100, the Fuji X100.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's like mortgaging your house.
No.
Remortgaging your house.
Don't tell my wife that. I didn't have to remortgage the house, but it's a camera I've wanted for a while, just because of, you know, a number of reasons, the simplicity, the whole nature of it, the way you take... It changes the way you take pictures.
Okay.
For me, anyways. It's a really different style. And that's kind of what I wanted. I wanted something simple and compact, that yet full featured. And so I ended up deciding last minute to pull the trigger. And got it while I was here in Canada. And love it.
Okay. We're not looking at it or anything.
I didn't bring it.
We don't have it.
No, I didn't bring it out because I went ice skating earlier in the day with some other friends.
Didn't want to have to carry it around.
No, I didn't want to have that responsibility of bringing it. But I took it down to Los Angeles with me, and because I got it that day, essentially, and I jumped on the plane. And it's awesome. I love it. I won't say it's difficult to use, but you know how you just have muscle memory with your 6D. Like you can operate that thing with your eyes closed.
Yeah,
I can't do that yet with the X100.
Just need some time.
The F. I bought the F, by the way. I bought the new
That's
one.
That's the newest. Yeah.
I was looking at getting one of the older ones, but the prices, even used, were pretty high. And I said, ultimately, well, if I'm going to pay that much, I'll pay a little bit more and get the brand new one.
And did you get any of the accessories?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I don't think I might get a. I'll probably get a lens hood.
Len said, what about a case?
I've decided not to.
Okay.
I think I'm going to not bother.
Not one of these like retro leather kind of things that I see people wielding.
I debated it, and ultimately, I think I figured I would wait and see and shoot around with it first.
Does it come with a case? Like just even a general? No, nothing.
No, it comes with a strap, which I didn't even use. I used one of my old Canon straps, just because I like it better. But other than that, no. It's I think I'll just get the lens hood and then just not worry about a lens cover, like a lens cap. And we'll see. So anyway, so far it's a little bit, I wouldn't say it's clunky, it's me. It's me just getting at all the things I need to get at. I can't remember, where's this? Where do I turn this on? Where do I turn that off? That kind of stuff. But got some amazing features. Something we talked about on many episodes ago about when I bought that little knockoff GoPro. And I said, yeah, it's got the little app for it and the Wi-Fi thing that you'll never use.
Yeah.
And that one, I never used that one. This one has its own app, and it is awesome.
You mean for posting something instantly?
You can do that. It's got a remote, so you can actually you can look through and you can see what the camera sees.
Yeah.
And then hit the timer, and so it's basically no more run-ins with this one.
Mm-hmm.
No more paddle-ins. Although I won't be taking this one on the dock, I'll be honest. But it's pretty awesome what you can control from the app, very full featured. And you can also then transfer the smaller version, it automatically converts smaller JPEG files. So you can pop it on your iPod. So this weekend when I was down traveling in Los Angeles, I traveled very light. Only brought that camera and my iPod. And was able to then just quickly transfer a bunch of images I wanted. Then I could upload them, send them back to my wife or wherever I wanted, and it was actually really, really two reallys, really, mm-hmm. really easy to use and handy. So I'll get a lot of use out of that, I'm sure. All right, did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I did. I shot hockey photos, but a different kind of hockey photo than I have in the past.
Okay.
I shot a dressing room jersey photo. So I did it for all the kids, but I'll just post the one of Jack because I have his permission.
Okay.
But basically, we gave out the jerseys. Like, Lisa is the team manager for our hockey team.
All right.
She often will do. She's very good at managing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was jersey day, and the coach, this is, again, unusual for 8-year-old hockey, but he's a graphic designer. And he decided that he was going to get name bars made for all the kids. And he just did this on his own. It was super, super nice. And he sewed them all onto the jerseys. And so at Jack's age, the association gives you your jerseys. And so you return them at the end of the year. So this was a lot of work for the coach. He did this. And so I thought, I really like this. And the kids are going to be super excited about their jerseys with name bars. And so We gave out their home and away, and one jersey. He only did the name bars for one jersey, and so we laid that jersey in behind each kid, and I set up a little studio shot where the kid would sit after they got off the ice. We gave the jerseys out, so they took their helmet off, got their new jersey in, and the one with the number and the name bar we laid in behind, and we took a shot of each kid, and it was great because we reeled these off in 1 minute kid. I told them for the simplicity sake of it, I said, no smiles, look tough, look mean, look tough. And that way I knew I wouldn't get some of the weird, silly faces. And I figured they'd all be able to do this. And we wanted to do it quickly. This is a dressing room full of kids, not just our team, but half of another team that we practiced with.
You was subbed them, right?
Was in, well, they didn't get their jerseys. And
stuff. Okay.
So anyway, so this was Sarah was standing up and using one light. I had the little small softbox with another light. I put it in the corner of a dressing room, used a reflector. So this is all done in a super tight quarters. Kids are lining up behind to get their turn, and I'm literally up against them, kind of in a crouch, half squat, trying to back up as far as I can with the 50 millimeter to get the angle of the shot, because I really want that jersey in behind them with their name and number. Mm-hmm. on it to show through. And so I was composing it with the idea of overlaying some graphics. And so I'll put both the photo with and without the graphics, but the coach did the Thunder Dragons logo. So that's all him. And he sent me the little file. And then I put that in And voila, very similar template that I had from last year. Added the little Upper Deck logo because I just liked it. Mm-hmm. And there was a little blank space in every photo because I composed them all exactly the same or pretty darn close to it. Mm-hmm. That this way made it really quick afterwards to throw every kid's photo in once they're edited. So,
and the good, I mean, he got number 8 just like his hero, me.
Yeah, he got Jack's number or Al's number 8, which is good. And there was a lot of kids that were lobbing for number 8, but coach said manager's kid got first crack. So
nice,
because of all Lisa's hard work. So yeah, so Jack won the number 8 lottery. Mm-hmm. And there you have it. So everyone was super happy. I got some nice emails from people just saying how much they liked the photo. So
no, it's good.
Yeah, so it's just something fun to do. Now that the template's made, at some point I'll do an action shot of each kid from a game on the ice, and then I'll just slide it in. That part's really easy now.
Oh, that's cool. We put their names up there too, or no?
Yeah, I'll put their names. In this one, I didn't put their names specifically because the jersey and the numbers all in there, and I thought it would just be too much text. But when I'm doing an action shot for a typical card, definitely needs to have the name on there.
Yeah, looks really great. I'm sure the kids will be thrilled. Or the parents, mostly.
Mostly the parents, yeah. The kids, I don't think really.
Mostly
care.
The parents.
Yeah.
All right.
What about you? Anything?
I shot a ton of interesting stuff, but we'll talk about that in the topic. That's the topic this week.
The topic is all the things that you do that are interesting.
No, only some of them, because there's so many.
Okay. Well, top 10 interesting things, or?
Well, we'll keep it shorter. I mean, we'll be here all day. And your wife's making dinner downstairs.
Yeah, so. She is, yeah.
So we best head down there. No, that's the topic this week. Will be my trip to Los Angeles and where I shot some stuff. Photo challenge.
Right.
I admit, I kind of teed this up for myself.
Okay.
And got burned.
Okay.
I got hoisted on my own petard. And I knew I was going to Los Angeles. I knew I was going to Corolla Studio. I knew that was going to happen. And I fully anticipated on snapping a very cool photo of the Newman Porsche.
This is a new car that he's acquired.
He bought about a year ago, and it's the Porsche, the 1979 Porsche that he ran, that Newman won Le Mans with, and Adam has it, and I thought I couldn't wait to go see that car. I'm
it's
not even
like
a car
a
guy.
$5 million car. Right?
Well, not anymore. He did pay $5 million for it. I bet you it's worth double now. I don't know if that, I have no inside information. I'm not giving anything away. I didn't talk to Adam about that, but just based on the fact that the car, I missed the car. It wasn't there. That was the kicker, because it was on loan in New York.
Okay.
Because they sold last week. They auctioned off a Paul Newman watch, a Rolex watch that went for $17.8 million.
Wow.
And they had the car as part of the display, and so the car was en route back to Los Angeles, arrived basically 6 hours after I left.
Okay.
So I missed it. I just missed it, unfortunately, but oh well, I guess I better go see it again sometime. But I'm guessing that the watch having sold for that much money can only have driven up the value of that car.
Of other things Newman.
And other things Newman, of which I don't know the actual count because he just picked up another new one.
Wait. I have an old DVD of Slapshot. Do you think...
Yeah.
It's not autographed or anything.
Well, it's going to be. Give me a Sharpie, man. We can fake that. So he's got a number. I don't know how many, 10 or 11 Newman race cars. He just picked up another one and was having it repainted when I was in there. I think it was a TR6 or something, a Triumph. Anyways, I'm not sure the exact. I'm not a car. I like cars. I'm not a car guy like these guys. So we were down there, and I was talking to you know, the guys in his shop. Went to both of his warehouses, and those guys know cars. And I enjoy cars. I enjoy that. Not even that new car smell. I like the old car smell, like the oil and all that. But these guys really know their stuff. But anyway,
you were going to take a good picture.
Yeah.
And then you decided not to.
I still like my picture, actually. It's okay. Not what I had in mind.
I'm going to have to see it. I don't know.
It's in your, phone.
I left my phone downstairs, so you have to show it on there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, okay. We're going to share. We're screen share.
All right. So that's the one. I took a picture of another of the door of the, well, the 33 car.
Okay.
That's another Newman car, and I just found some, I just liked the way the light was hitting it.
Okay, so no artificial light.
Nope, that was as is. I just walked around the shop. It's a big shop. I'll post a picture of me and a buddy of mine with Chris Loxamana in front of all these cars. I don't have it here in front of me.
Okay.
I'll show it to you later.
So I like the number 33. That was my hockey number.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know why. I had no
Larry
reason.
Walker.
Well, more my hockey number. So.
Right.
Yeah. So I like the number 33, so I'm going to say great photo. And it says Canon, so there's a photography tie-in.
It says Canon T70, which is the sponsor.
I can't see that part.
Yeah.
I just see Canon.
So this is one of the other Newman race cars, not the one... No, it doesn't matter. We don't get into it. But this is one of the other ones in his warehouse.
This is a different take on a car photo because this is a door.
This is a door. I snapped a few. I tried to get a few shots of the Paul Newman, the name on top of the car.
But just wasn't the same.
Yeah. And because we'd said cars, like there were some racing suits around. Like he's got a different rate. You got Paul Newman's helmet, I think. I lost track. He's got Tom Cruise's helmet and Tom Cruise's racing suit from Days of Thunder he's got
Ooh.
Up there. All kinds of memorabilia racing wise. So really cool to go, but not the photo I wanted, but that's the photo
and
I got.
And is this is with the new camera?
That's with the new camera.
Wow.
Yeah, managed to squeeze that out.
Cool.
So, all right, let's have a look at yours.
Mine is a masterpiece.
Yours is, we shot this, well, the paint's still dry on this one. where is it? Did you put it in here?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. That's going to go. I'm going to send that to Corolla and put it up next to the Tom Cruise racing suit.
I think a poster.
Oh, yeah.
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 So can you guess what we did here?
Me? No, I don't have to guess. That's my hand. I was there.
I almost cropped your hand out, and then I thought, no, I'm going to leave that hand in there. That hand makes the photo. Yeah, not my best work.
Oh, no. You're right.
But Jack picked the car. That is a Hot Wheels car based on the scale of your hand. It is smaller than your hand.
Yes.
And on the floor. And you shot a flash at it. We're trying to make something out of nothing. And it turns out we didn't do much better. But
we doubled up on the nothing.
Yeah, but we had a strict timeline. And we tried a few different angles that were all bad, so we went with the least bad.
Yeah. We weren't scheduled to record today.
No.
That's what people should know.
I had an idea for a great photo that I just didn't realize until now.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to shoot Paul Newman's race car.
So oh, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't get around to it.
Yeah. So there you go. Well, you mixed some colors here.
Yep. You turned know. It blue, lipstick on a pig.
Yeah. Blue lipstick on the pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about
so
right.
So we don't really need to talk about it, but that is your hand.
That
so
is my
you,
hand.
You had a part in it.
Yeah, and I snapped a making of photo as well.
Oh, yeah, and that's not much better.
And there you go. No, it's about a tie.
Yeah.
It's about a push. Yeah, so there you go.
Because people are all thinking, man, I want to recreate this.
Yeah, can you do like a diagram? Can you jot that down? What was the power setting on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's asking that.
It was bad.
But that's Adam getting into position. Wearing the Tubing and Hawks shirt, I noticed.
Yeah.
Flying the flag. Good to see.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. Moving on to the topic this week.
All things interesting.
Well, we'll see about that.
Alan Interesting. Can we call it that?
No, we're going to call it LA Stories, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You already had that chambered.
Well, yeah. It's a Steve Martin movie. So, trip down to LA. Basically, what it was is I knew I was to be back in Vancouver. I didn't get a chance to. We didn't work with the Corolla gang this year, and so I knew I was, you know, being this close to Los Angeles, I knew I would I could pop down and go have lunch, and that's essentially what I did. Just got a decent deal on an airfare. And took a friend of mine down who's a lawyer here in town.
And did he sue anyone down there?
On the plane we did.
Okay.
It's a jurisdiction. Once you land, forget it. He doesn't have jurisdiction. It's California bar, right? And so we had to sue while the suing was good.
Yeah.
No, he works in entertainment and film financing, and I just wanted him, you know, to meet those guys and see if we can work together in the future. That's kind of the plan. So we did. I managed to schedule a lunch with Adam and the gang, and we did that. So we went down there and went and met them. Went to the studio when they were recording the podcast. Walked in when they were recording the Damashek segment, and so I got to meet Dave Damashek, which was actually, I was pretty jazzed about that.
Cool.
Big fan of his work, and as it turns out, he's a big fan of mine, he said.
Yeah.
No, so, for real.
About what?
He's a liar.
Yeah. He just said, I'm a big fan. I mean, you don't even know.
Well, no, he asked, you know, who are you? You know, what are you doing? I told him how, you know, worked with him and shot some of the 24-Hour War, and he really liked that and thought that was great. And then we talked CFL for a while.
Oh.
He had some CFL questions because, you know.
He's a big Pittsburgh fan and the Pittsburgh Penguins, a big Mario Lemieux fan.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We didn't have a chance to get into it. We were kind of being rushed out the door, but... yeah, we had a good chat about how we used to have 8 teams and 2 of them were the Rough Riders.
Yeah.
We had a good kick out of that. So yeah, so we hung around there for a little bit and got to see how the show gets recorded.
Cool.
In the booth there.
Yeah, it's a real studio. They don't Skype theirs together.
No, they don't go up to their son's bedroom.
Yeah.
And record with stuffies.
Yeah, yeah. It's better than mom's basement though.
Oh, yeah, not me.
No, I just mean, like, son's bedroom. Like, if you're putting it on a pecking order, mom's basement versus son's bedroom, I think this is probably a step up.
Mm, yeah.
Still living in, like, it's still my house.
All right, let's not beat this one into the ground. So, yeah, there they are recording. I think it's about the time when we actually got mentioned on the air as well. There was a debate over, and I'll ask you, when you're cutting steak, for example, which hand do you hold your knife in? Dominant hand or weak hand?
Ooh, I think dominant hand.
Yeah, so do I. So do most people. But that was the debate, and so they asked us, and we had to answer. So,
and what was their? Remote?
Well, they go weak hand, but they're both left-handed.
But okay,
so
still the knife is in.
We all go
weak
on the right-hand side. It's just that they for you know and so. I believe that aired a couple days ago, so if you want to listen to that segment, you'll hear us.
Okay.
I don't think you hear our voices in the background, maybe. I'm not sure how it worked. Well, no, because we're standing right behind the mic here. There's a mic.
Gotcha.
And so I'm not even sure. Anyways, you'll hear that was the show I was at. And then afterwards, went and had lunch, went and drove to a local kebab place. And for listeners of the show, of not our show, of Adam's show,
okay,
the Adam Carolla podcast, Adam Carolla show. He talks an awful lot about running red turn arrows.
Mm-hmm.
He actually does it.
Okay, so confirmed.
I was riding shotgun.
Just not kidding around.
We hopped in his car, about 5 of us, and I'm riding up front. And sure enough, not only did he run a red turn arrow, there was somebody at the light. He swerved around them and cut right in front of them.
Because they were waiting.
They were waiting, like
the law dictates.
Like all the sheep, as he calls them.
Yeah.
And he did. He just kind of feathered it, took one look in their rear view, and off he went and blew the red, and we had kebabs that much faster.
Wow.
So it's real.
Yeah.
It's legit. I spotted it in the wild.
Okay.
So we did that, and then afterwards went back and snapped some photos in the studio, and so there's me and...
Is this on your camera?
This is on the X100.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is handed off to my buddy, and he snapped a photo of me and Chris and the...
Okay, now is this... I'm more interested in the camera here.
Sure.
Than the random guy that you're hugging in the photo.
Random.
But is this all ambient light? Is there flash or anything?
I don't think there's flash in this one. I don't remember. Might be.
Looks pretty. It's probably not that bright in there, is it?
Well, no, they light it. It's actually lit. There's a bunch of soft boxes around.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They actually light the show because I guess they live stream it or something like that.
Oh.
So it's relatively... They have a bunch of, like, you know, the R small soft boxes that we have for the flash?
Yeah.
They have a number of those kicking around, essentially.
With continuous light. Wow, that's pretty cool. Because I've seen shows like... I mean, not shows. I've seen... photos that they sometimes post of like them with their guest on the internet. They do not look this good.
Right, but I set this one up and
But if they have all those lights, I feel like they should be doing a better job with their own shots.
I'd like to see that. I'll talk to Chris about that.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe
they need one of your fancy cameras.
Yeah.
It's all because you have a fancy camera, man.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, spend all that money, and now I take good photos.
Yeah.
But it's actually a pretty amazing studio. And Ken was with me. He walked in, and he said, "Wow, you can hear right away. Like, there's no, like, all the sound cuts off."
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah. So after that, we...
This is part of your interesting LA stories.
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
All right.
I'm going to have the
I didn't know finish. if that was it. Like, if we just heard the interesting.
No, I'm going to go sit in the hallway.
All right. Let's get to the next part, because I think there's something good coming here.
All right. So I'm up in Glendale, right? Okay. That's where the studios are, out in Glendale, California.
Okay. Yeah.
And I said, well, you know what? Like, we had rented the car, and I said, well, afterwards, there's one address I want to hit, and it's about 5 minutes away. So we rolled up there and took my picture in front of that house.
Cool.
Did you know what it was when I sent it
to
you? No. All right, that's the Wonder Years house.
Okay.
Oh, not a fan of the show?
No, I've seen some episodes. I'm not a Wonder Years aficionado like you.
Oh, I am.
I don't have a... What was her name? Winnie? I don't have a Winnie poster in my room.
I'll get you one. Now I know what to get you for Christmas. I don't have a Winnie poster either. I have a Paul Pfeiffer poster.
Okay.
No, I love the show. I've seen every episode multiple times. Like, I really love that show. And so...
So you thought, hey, I'm going to go sit outside some guy's house.
Yeah, people live there. But they know. If you look at this, like, the house looks almost identical to how it looked on the show. Like, they've kept it pretty much the same. And so the people who live there, apparently, I've heard, they are cool with this. Like, they recognize...
Like, you're not the only one that shows up and sits on their curb and takes a photo?
No.
Absolutely. So while you were there, did you see anybody else do this?
No.
Okay, all right.
No.
But it's not like a daily occurrence.
If you Google it, you'll see a lot of people...
do this.
...who are as big a dorks as I am.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's a thing for a few people. But I like being places, even if it's fictional places, because, like, this was a part of my childhood, et cetera, and...
And you've never been here before.
I've never been to that place.
But you've been to California before.
I've been to California when I was younger, probably right when the show was airing. So it never occurred to me to go and see it then. It's more the nostalgia.
And your friend that you went with...
Could care less.
Okay, but he still went.
Yeah, I didn't tell him what it was. I said, we got to go up here. And he said, is it that house from Boogie Nights? I said, actually, I wish I'd Googled that too. But no, and so we pulled up, and he had no clue. And I said, you don't know what this is. And yeah, I don't.
Great.
And so I Googled it and showed him, and he said, oh, great.
Okay, we were here. Yeah, did he take his photo in front?
Absolutely not. No, he could not get out of there fast enough. So we ended up leaving, but, I was still glad.
You're glad you were there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So after that, again, we're coming up on the interesting stuff.
Okay.
it was just him and I, and so, we were just like, 2:30 in the afternoon, something like that, 3 o'clock. And I said, well, let's go up the next spot. We're not too far from the Griffith Observatory.
Okay.
Which is a famous landmark, featured in many movies, but most notably Rebel Without a Cause.
Okay.
With James Dean. So sure. Much so that they have a little bust, like a little statue head of James Dean, which I snapped a shot of his face with the Hollywood sign in the background, because I'm the first guy to ever think of that.
Yeah.
I invented that photo. But while we're there, I just wanted to go and walk around. It's got an amazing view of, like, you can see the Hollywood sign on one side, which isn't that big of a deal, but the sweeping vista of Los Angeles, which is a big place, turns out.
L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm not a huge fan, by the way.
Of L.A.?
Yeah. You?
I like Disneyland.
Right.
It's not that's Anaheim, though.
It's Anaheim. Yeah. L.A. is it's just weird how the neighborhoods just roll one into another. And it's just so vast. And
I usually drive... We fly to L.A. and then we just drive out of there as quickly as we can.
Yeah. Head down to Anaheim?
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, we stayed sort of in West Hollywood, in the Beverly Hills, in that area. And anyway, so we'd driven up to Griffith Park, and go up to the observatory, and it was just jammed, like just a ton of, a sea of people. And they'd eventually blocked the road off to go up to the parking lot. And I said, well, I don't really feel like hiking up the hill, so I just go up there anyway. So we did, kind of blew around some cones and found some parking at the top anyways. And just walked around. It was just really cool to see, like, this, just a ton of people, amazing view of the city. And while I'm walking around, some guy comes up to me and just says, hey, man, I know this is a weird thing to ask of a stranger. It's kind of, it's the weirdest thing I've ever asked. And he says, but my girlfriend's in the car, and she's coming back in a minute. And when she does, I'm going to ask her to marry me. And, if you help me out, I'd like you to film it. I said, yeah, of course, man. Like, I felt like I was nervous. I was like, oh man, of course I'll do this, you know? And, he said, well, I haven't scoped the place out yet. I don't want her to see me talking to you, because I want this obviously to be a huge surprise. Right. And then, and so he said, but I'm going to go here and scope it out with her a little bit, so just kind of meet me up there. So I'm like, all right. So I kind of have to follow him around a little bit now and try to look inconspicuous, because I don't want to miss it, you know. And then my buddy's involved now.
And wait, did he give you a camera to film this on, or a phone or something?
Well, he was going to give me his iPhone, but then he saw my camera, my shiny new camera. And said, well, that'll probably do a better job. And I said, yeah, I'll film it for you. And just said, we'll send it to you. No problem. And so I ended up doing that. And so I kind of followed him around a little bit, and then it started happening. So basically I was just there recording. And at one point after it was done, she turned and saw me and said, said, oh, that's why he's following us. Not so much me as like my buddy Ken, where he gave it away, I think.
Right.
He was
super creepy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit creepy. Yeah. But anyway, so I filmed a nice little video segment of her, and she said yes.
Okay, that's good.
That is good. And so he got home. He's from New York, and they flew home the next day as well. I flew home the next day.
What are the chances that the guy, I'm guessing you're the first guy he asked.
Yeah.
He rolls up on the guy that does the professional video for a living. Like,
that's what we talked about after.
Kind of good timing on his part, yeah. With the brand new super Skookum camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of wish I had thought of that when I was going to propose. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding, same here. I have a terrible little snapshot that somebody took after the fact with my camera, but that's what I told him, and he was so thrilled that happened. And my buddy Ken actually shot from a different angle with his brand new...
Oh my
new,
God, two camera setup.
Two camera, iPhone is the newest iPhone, whatever that one is, the 8.
Yeah, what, 10 I think.
Well, he didn't get the X, okay. But he had the, it looked really good looking video.
Yeah.
And stuff. So you get two angles, and I snapped a few photos after. And so that's them. But it's with my new camera, and with the X100F, I'm still using Photoshop 4. Lightroom 4.
Okay.
Okay? Because I've had no need to upgrade. Everything works.
Right, right.
I now need to upgrade.
Oh, no.
Well, I knew it wouldn't. I knew it wouldn't handle the new RAW files.
Okay.
Right? The Fuji RAW files weren't going to happen in Lightroom 4. So, ahead of time, I figured this out. Well, I knew going in. And so, I ended up shooting everything in RAW and JPEG.
Okay.
I had plenty of room on the 64 gig card. So I can use all the JPEGs now.
Right. And send it to him or whatever.
Yeah, which I did. And then, later on, for all my photos, my whole trip, everything, I can then go and import those RAW photos later once I upgrade to whichever Lightroom I end up going with.
Gotcha.
And so anyway, so I snapped a few photos. I'm assuming he's going to let me post them. He seemed really cool. He was really thrilled that we took them. And I insisted I take a picture with them as well.
Sweet.
And he doesn't not look like Rampage Jackson. A little bit. No?
A little bit, yeah.
That is the beard, I thought. Makes him look like like Rampage. I didn't bring it up
okay.
at the time. So, So that was essentially it. And you know, he was thrilled. I was really honored and, like I said, nervous. I thought, like, I really don't want to mess this up.
Right.
Especially being the new camera, which I have, you know.
Yeah, not a lot of reps.
You know, not at all. It was the first video I'd ever shot on it.
Yeah.
You know, and luckily I had preset it to a reasonable setting, like 24p, full HD kind of setting ahead of time, or I would not have had time to sort of figure that out on the fly. So it all worked out in the end, and it was a pretty good experience. I said, yeah, I'm going to talk about it on the show this week.
Sure, why not? So that was the interesting part.
I hope so.
Okay.
You be the judge. And then yeah, so that night went out and had, didn't photograph it, but had about a million tacos.
Oh, nice.
Oh, tacos there. Turns out they're delicious.
Okay.
So you go nuts on the tacos.
Like hard shell, soft shell? What are we
talking? Soft shell tortilla.
Yeah, that's good. But the real corn ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I had that the other day, to be honest.
Did you?
Yeah. But I'm sure it wasn't nearly as good as what you'd get in L.A.
I don't know. Probably is.
Probably not. Mine was at the food court at the Metrotown Mall.
Oh, then no.
Yeah, it's called Chronic Tacos, though. They're not bad.
Oh, I've seen them around.
They're not bad. Yeah,
yeah, I've seen them. Not a sponsor. So no. X that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had you don't care what kind I had. The pork, the chicken, the beef. I had all those.
I had that too.
Yeah. Skip the fish tacos. They weren't doing it for me there. So then the next day, popped down, was flying back the next afternoon, like 2:30 flight. Had to be at LAX about 2, you know, for a 2:30 flight. Friends were going to the beach. So I said, yeah, I'll come to the Venice Beach with you. It's right by LAX. Went down, went for a swim. I was the only person in the water. I mean,
really?
They're surfers. Yeah, well, apparently it's pretty cold.
Yeah.
I did not feel it was cold. Like, we spent the you know, I was there for about an hour and a half before I had to go. And, you know, bathing suit, shirts off. It was good. It was very nice weather. Great weather. Bunch of surfers wearing wetsuits and me.
In Venice Beach, is it the one where they have, like, the little kind of stores? Are those stores open?
They were down the way a little bit.
Yeah. I remember rollerblading, like, renting rollerblades. And rollerblading, there's a big, long path, and then it goes to the stores.
I think it's the opening segment of Three's Company.
Oh, is it?
I think that's Venice Beach.
Okay. And is there, like, is Muscle Beach a part of that?
Right down the
way. And
there's
the gym is right on the beach. Like, I remember, we did that years ago.
Yeah. We didn't go down there. I didn't have time. I was, like, again, I had, like, an hour, hour and a half, something like that. So we just kind of hung out on the beach with you know, my friends, and then went for a swim, and then went to the airport. But that was the scene of my very first Uber ride.
Ooh.
One that I initiated. I'd gone on my first Uber ride the night before. But my friend had sorted that out. But I needed a ride to the airport, and they said, "Yeah, you know, go with the Uber." But you need
an account too, right?
I made the account the day before, which was a mission. But and that involved my wife and getting text, like, in texting back and forth, because you have to have an Uber, like, it's designed for your phone, right?
Right.
Well, I don't have a phone, and I'm not getting a phone.
Okay.
But I needed a ride to the airport.
Right.
So it turns out you can use your iPod.
Okay.
But you have to be online.
Right.
And you actually do need some sort of a phone, because what they will do is they will send you an activation code, a 4-digit PIN to that phone. So I had them send it to my wife's cell phone.
Right, in Germany.
In Germany, which I had to text her and say, "Hey, what is your number?" And then I entered that. They then sent her the 4-digit code, which she then messaged to me on my iPod, and I then entered.
Wow.
And got it all working. And then I go to get a ride, and I'm like, all right, got to get to the airport. I want to get through security. And managed to find a Wi-Fi, open Wi-Fi at Venice Beach, some sort of a commercial thing where it's like you get 30 minutes free as a trial. Boom, on I go. Order the Uber. You can watch the guy. You ever used it?
No.
It's amazing.
I understand how it works.
You sit and watch the map, and you can see his car pull up. And once you're in, once you get in the Uber, you no longer need to be connected.
Right.
His phone takes care of the billing.
Right.
So once you're off the Wi-Fi, boom, you're in there. Takes you, drops you at the airport. It was $16. I think the cab, they said, would have been around 40. So it was like 16 US dollars right at the thing. Could not have been easier. There you go, Uber. Be a sponsor of the show.
Okay, all right.
So I know there's issues with Uber and and all that stuff, but I needed a ride to the airport.
Right.
And
pretty soon it's gonna be everywhere, right? Like that's kind of.
I assume so.
Yeah.
So, again, not part of the interesting part.
No. I feel like we finished the interesting part and we moved on to Uber.
We did. And that's how we're gonna finish this segment of LA stories. I wish there was more to it. I wish we saw somebody of note.
Okay.
But we did not.
You saw Kevin Arnold's house.
I saw Kevin Arnold's house. We did that. Why did you see Mr. Carolla?
That's true.
He was of note, but that was planned. I was going to see him and Nate and the guys, and so that was all planned. And the kebabs were good.
Okay.
The Lebanese food that we went for, or whatever that we went for, was excellent. All right. Challenge for next week.
Okay.
White and black.
Is that the same as black and white?
Is it?
I don't know.
I feel like I was very specific. I was very careful to word it in that order.
Okay.
White and black. You interpret that how you wish.
Okay. I promise my photo will be better than last week.
Can't be worse.
Or this week.
Yeah. Monthly challenge. Reminder. Monthly challenge for November is blue. So we're going white and black and blue.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a joke in there somewhere. Hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, and we'll promise to at least attempt to check it out online. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find my stuff at AlanAtridge.com, two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, pictures, interesting stuff that we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week. Get out there and make better photos.